A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice, Jerusalem. Be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice, rejoice for her, all you who mourned her. That you may be suckled, filled from her consoling breast, that you may savour with delight her glorious breasts. For thus says the Lord. Now towards her I send flowing peace like a river, and like a stream in spate the glory of the nations. At her breast will her nurslings be carried, and fondled in her lap, like a son comforted by his mother, will I comfort you. And by Jerusalem you will be comforted. At the sight your heart will rejoice, and your bones flourish like the grass. To his servants the Lord will reveal his hand. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So he called a little child to him and set the child in front of them. Then he said, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so the one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me." The Gospel of the Lord. References to children in Scripture do not presume innocence. They presume vulnerability. Scholars would place the infant mortality rate of children at the time of the Babylonian exile, when our Isaiah text is situated, to be around 60% for ages birth to 5. Further deaths after that, meaning that anyone surviving into puberty was the exception rather than the rule. This figure remains steady, with only about 3 in 10 persons surviving into adulthood at the time of Jesus. Children were also regarded as legal property until they survived to achieve personhood at puberty. There was then a situational and legal vulnerability to the status of a child, which is somewhat remote from our own legal and life situations. Saint Therese of Lisieux was profoundly in touch with that vulnerability, especially during the last 18 months of her short life of 24 years. Vulnerable and suffering as tuberculosis cut her down. She suffered from a growing crisis of faith and doubt of God in this period. After an initial struggle, she simply offered this as an experience of the most profound solidarity with those who are ignorant of faith, those who have lost faith, and those who rejected faith outright. Her doubt and dying struggle became prayer for those touched and torched by the tide of secularism lapping at the world in her time at the end of the 19th century and still rising like a tsunami in our own. Her vulnerability is honored as she is named Patroness of Missions. She is celebrated with the rank of feast here in my native South Africa and all mission territories. For those in Nigeria, it is a double celebration, as it is their national day as well. The only compassionate reaction to vulnerability is nurture, which is a mirror of God's reaction to vulnerability as we see in our first reading. Filled with the imagery of the nurture which God desires to give to captive Israel in a position as vulnerable and uncertain as that of any child at that time. With the words, "Like a son comforted by his mother, will I comfort you," uttered by God through the prophet in our first reading, we realize that God and Jerusalem are interchangeable here. Jerusalem, being the place of the divine presence, is the divine mother as city, the mother who draws us to nurture and playful outreach. Therese was not so isolated in her doubt that she could not mirror God to the world. And mirroring God is what every great saint does. She drew to her the vulnerable strangers in the mission fields, the angry atheists of the West, and the ignorance of those who had not seen any example of the gospel in all the instruction about the gospel they may have received. God asks this of us, for all the vulnerable in the world, to comfort them and nurture them, as God has set the example through Jesus, who sets before us, his disciples, the vulnerable as the greatest example of citizenship in God's kingdom.